Hey guys, Todd B here, and I'm so excited you're in this course for mostly the reason that I've said so many times on the sales page, in the emails, in the video you saw probably before you got into this course. I believe every creative person with big dreams, big goals, big ideas for themselves should write a book. It doesn't matter if you're a writer, doesn't matter if you're an entrepreneur, doesn't matter if you're a freelancer. I seriously think that in this day and age, a book is better than a business card. And as a matter of fact, it's becoming to the point where the book is the business card. And if you don't have a book, there are certain doors that are closed to you, certain opportunities that you can't get in simply because you don't have a book. People don't take you seriously. If you want to speak somewhere and you're just Joe Blogger, that's great. You won't get in. If you want to speak somewhere and you're Joe Blogger who has a book, suddenly it's this magical thing. And of course, that's just like we're talking status right now, right? But at the end of the day, it helps to have a book. It just does. And it helps because I've seen it in my own life, right? I have seen it happen to me. Whenever I started writing on Medium, I had zero followers. I had nothing, nobody, no head start or anything. So I started writing slowly through January of 2015 to September 2015. Didn't see much. All of a sudden in 2015, I read a post, goes viral. But what happens after you go viral? Nothing. You have to deal with going back down into obscurity. And so I was trying to figure out what happened to make all of that fame suddenly go away. I had such a great blog post. What happened? Well, I figured out what happened a year later whenever I launched my first book, The Creative's Curse. That's when I started to see everything grow, right? Like my success started sustaining because it wasn't just like, oh, I'd written a cool blog post. Nobody knew who I was for that. But the second my name was on a book, it was a whole different ballgame, right? It started trending upwards. Everything I did, it started going up and up and up, not up, down, up, down, up, down. I was able to find real traction. And I was able to find some real momentum and establish myself now at 60,000-ish followers online across all platforms. And from a guy who grew up in nowhere, Tennessee, that's a huge deal. And I want you to start to experience some of those similar benefits. And of course, the money is great too, right? I've made over $10,000 with my published books. That's not a life-changing amount. But it's a life-changing amount for me, right? So I think it's just another one of those things that helps you along. If you're a freelancer or if you have a full-time job, it's amazing to have a book because then people start taking you seriously. There's a level of credibility that lies in you having a book versus you having a blog, right? So I think I've rambled enough. I've talked about why I think it's important to have a book. Now let's hop into the computer and start at doing the computer. So they're like it's 1990. Let's jump into the computer here and talk about how we can start to generate some of these ideas and get you started for real on your first book. All right, so let's hop in there and get going. There we go. Now, before we get started here, you guys are gonna see some like pages on here, and that's because I don't want to forget stuff. I long ago got over like trying to look flawless and fancy by not having any notes, because it turns out I'm flawless and fancy just being me. So I got some notes here to make sure you get the most out of this and I don't skip or gloss over something trying to look good, right? So we'll start here with generating great book ideas. And one thing I feel like I have to address, sorry, before we really get started is all these writers get hung up on, should I do this on computer or should I do it on paper? And the answer is, it really doesn't matter. You do what feels the most comfortable for you. Where do you do your best creative work? Maybe it's with a pen and paper, notebook, right? Or maybe it's like on a series of post-its. Maybe it's digitally or on your phone or something like that. I don't care. What I care about is you're walking through this process because the methodology we use here is way more important than the medium that you carry it out on, right? Okay, so let's get started. I'm using a tool right here called Workflowy, and that's a great tool. Obviously, I'm going to link it up to you guys so you can use it yourself if you're a tech kind of person and you don't like to use paper and pen, or if you prefer something digital. Workflowy is one of the greatest tools I've found, and I'm going to tell you why, and you'll kind of see as I'm walking through this process. So, What we're doing here first is we're talking about great book ideas. What I believe really is, I think it was Thomas Edison said something along the lines of, in order to have a great idea, have a lot of ideas, right? So in every process we start throughout this course, it's going to be a process of idea generation and then idea cutting. And it's going to kind of go back and forth like that. Generate, 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 cut, cut, cut. Generate, 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 cut, cut, cut. Because it's just hard to do those two processes at the same time. So at this point, what I want you to do is just be free flowing. Don't hesitate. Don't doubt. Don't slow down. Just put down your book ideas on this piece of paper, right? And I've got a couple of questions to ask that are going to start priming the pump. The goal here is to come up with at least 10 good book ideas. And that sounds kind of crazy because maybe you came in here and you thought you just had one. Doesn't matter. We're going to come up with book ideas because there might be another book just around the corner. So the first series, I got some series of questions to ask, but the biggest one that I want to touch on is, what are your goals right now? I'll write it up on the screen, right? Your goals right now. What do you want to do as a writer? Maybe you want impact. Maybe you want money. Fine, nothing wrong with that. Maybe you want to establish yourself as an expert. Maybe you want to give yourself an excuse to do research on something, right? But that's something that's going to be really prevalent. But I was trying to mix those words. It's both. It's going to be a big factor as we're going through this because you need to be centered on your goals in order to write the right outline, in order to write the right book. Okay, so we're starting there. What are your goals right now? As for me, like, I've made some money on the courses, I've made some money on the books. Really, what I want to do is write a book that means a lot to me, that gets me a lot of impact. That's what I'm thinking as I'm starting this process. So I'm going to go through and just kind of generate ideas off the spot here. I don't have these written down. I'm just literally flying off the seat of my pants. One thing that's big for me is tragic creatives, right? So why do artists kill themselves? Sorry for the bluntness. It's something like that. What about AI and creative people? Huh? Right now, that's a hot topic. I think it's something people will want to read. I think it's something that's going to get a lot of eyeballs, a lot of attention, which remember, that's what I'm about right now. I know some people that could help me out with that. What does the future look like, right? What does the future look like? As we go through this, maybe I'm thinking, okay, you know what? Maybe I want to tap into the creative community as a whole, right? So maybe I want to write this book. How? Eh? How to self-publish your first book. Why don't we go in depth on that? That seems like a pretty cool idea. How to get famous online. Blog starting, Medium, YouTube. I've had some success there as well. And all this time, I'm just thinking about, okay, what am I passionate about? What's something that interests me? What's something that I want to write right now? These are the things that I write. Now, hopefully, you're passionate about a few things, and maybe you're not like as niched as I am. So let's pretend like I have other interests other than creativity and writing, right? So let's, I don't know, maybe I want to write a book about how to be a good husband in the new. How to be a good husband in the new millennium, right? Very passionate to be about that. The Uncle's Handbook to Success. That sounds awesome, right? It's just ice cream. What else am I interested in? I really like golf. So maybe I want to write like a humor book. Maybe I want to write like the, I don't know, 101 Ways to Be Terrible at Golf. Cool, right? That sounds like a good idea. So I'm looking down through, let's see, okay, so I got some other questions here. And the next one is, what am I an expert on? What am I an expert on? This is a big one, I think, for you because most people don't realize what they're experts on until they start to think about it, right? So this is one area where if you have a full-time job, this is an excellent chance to say, what do I do every single day? So, like, maybe it's this, how to at a corporation, right? Maybe it's that. That's what I do every day. I go into work, I shoot videos, I try to give a human face to the company I work at, right? That would be a good one. Maybe it's for you, it's like this. 96 secret Excel shortcuts. Right? Sounds great. Maybe that's what you do every day. It's a book idea. And as you're going along this, you're probably thinking, oh, that's not really a book idea. I promise it's a book idea. 95 secret Excel shortcuts. I wouldn't read it, but sounds great. I hope you write it. All right, so what am I an expert on? Think through those things on. Maybe for me, it's journaling. Maybe I want to write a journaling book. And you can already see I'm up to 1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 ideas. I'm already above our 10 idea mark. The goal here is to at least break 10 ideas so that your brain starts to stretch and think further than it can actually get, right? And one of the cool things about the tool, I'll just take a detour here. I'm going to click on this big button and all this noise, these other steps are going to go away. Pew! Right? Oh, amazing. Look at that. Great. So that's my 10 ideas. The next book is, or the next question is, what kind of book do I want to write? Okay, so is it a how-to book? Is it just like A to Z? You're explaining how to do something? Do you want to write a big idea book? Right? Do you want to write a memoir? That's obviously a big genre. Do you have a great story in your life you need to tell? Maybe mine will be is, I don't know. Oh, I was trying to do something that wasn't dark. Sorry. Surviving the death of loved ones, right? Solace and tragedy. Ooh, that's my terrible subtitle. Sorry, I'll work on it. But that's a memoir style book. You got some kind of things like that. These are the three big categories, right? The how-to, the big idea, the world is actually like this, or the memoir. These are books that are very accessible to people who don't have PhDs and literature degrees and kind of things like that. Those are the questions you want to ask yourself. If you are a blogger, here's a great question for you. What posts have you written that have done well? Little secret, The Creative's Curse. My first book was a blog post first. I wrote it. It got the most attention. I thought, that's a good title. Why don't I write a whole book about that? It seems very kind of cynical, but sometimes that's as easy as it gets. Malcolm Gladwell writes articles for the New Yorker and then takes the best ones and puts them all together in some kind of a theme. Sounds great, right? Okay, so those are the questions. Let's see if we got any more here. No, I think that's it. Right? So those are the five questions or six questions, however many I said there were. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 questions. They're going to be in your workbook if you need any help generating book ideas. I know this seems straightforward, but it's a huge stumbling block for most people. Probably if you're watching this right now, you've wanted to write a book, but you haven't because you haven't found the focus. This is the first step, and we're generating that big pool of ideas, and we're going to dive in and pick one out of them in the next lesson. Let me flip through here, make sure I didn't miss anything. So I've got my ideas. Let's see how many I ended up with. 1, 2, I always forget the extra space. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13. 13 book ideas. Amazing. That's phenomenal, right? And I had 0 a second ago. This is all stream of consciousness. Oh, wait. I'm leaving in a question. All right. Fair enough. Somebody's watching this like, you're leaving in a question? Fine. That's cool. 12 book ideas, and I had none when I started this out. That's how simple it gets. You guys, it takes 5 minutes. Focus, think about what you're passionate about, think about what you're an expert in, think about the type of book you want to write, and go generate those book ideas. And that's your homework for today. Come up with your own list of book ideas. If you don't have 10, you did it wrong. I'm trying to get you to stretch yourself here and come up with the book ideas so that you can find the perfect book for you to be writing right now. Now, in the next lesson, we'll go through several questions to ask yourself which of these books you're going to want to write right now. I'll see you in the next lesson.